Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Sorry to be late.
Look, we only have Paul. Stop and send his apologies. And that's it.
All right. Well.
Yeah, at least somebody.
People present, right?
Yeah. And what I've put on the screen is, I don't know if you had a chance.
No.
I've sent it.
I'm only on audio.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
But what I've put on the screen, Lisa, is the stewardship sessions on Tuesday in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to be settled. If you want to invite people to sit on the panel, mm-hmm. etc., we need to do it, arrange it this week.
Yes, of course, we need to arrange it today or tomorrow. I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that, I can run you through it. Paul, have you seen that document before? I've sent it last week twice. But I.
Oh, dear. The answer is no, but I should say yes.
So the easiest thing is, let me run you through it. Lisa, did you have a chance to read it or didn't you?
I have, and I also sent you my first changes to the document.
I haven't seen them.
Oh. Well, that's strange. I'll go back because I did some changes Friday and I sent it to you and said I would get back to you during the weekend, but I never had the time to do so. So,
but
I sent you my first changes.
Okay, well, I'll check if I can find them. I know the major change, what I've seen, is the suggestion from Alan to let Staffan do the IAP session. But shall we run through it so Paul has an idea?
Yes, do so.
Yeah. So, Paul, what this is about, this is, Tuesday and Wednesdays, as you know, are the CCNSO meetings. You do not attend, but, Lisa is very aware, and you attended the one, I think, in either in London or in Los Angeles.
I attended the ICANN meeting to see people for a day.
Yeah.
In London.
I
certainly haven't been over to Los Angeles.
No, so it was in London. What you normally see is say, these CCNSO meetings are open to all CCTLDs, and most of them attend. It depends a bit on the topic, etc. So, and we normally have them, say, what people really enjoy, all CCTLDs present, is have a discussion, and there will be one on the accountability process and on the stewardship process. What I've got on the screen now is a session, say, from the stewardship group process. This is just a preliminary draft, but this group has 1.5 hours to get input from all those who are present, all the CCs who are present. So it's
how many CCs will be present?
Not on average between 50 and 60.
Right, so the normal people that go to centre meetings and APTLD, that sort of thing, is it?
Yeah, and some who are not aligned, say like the North Americans. And I say there will be an issue with the Latin Americans because they still have their break, their summer break. So like people like Patricio will not attend, Patricio Poblete, and others. But
pedantic, but at the moment I don't know if it's necessary for me to attend anyway. But as you know, I have a big issue over CCTLD and CCNSO.
Yes, I know.
If it's a CCTLD meeting, not a CCNSO meeting, I don't have a problem. If it's a CCNSO meeting, unfortunately, I do have a problem. So there's no need for me to attend anyway, but I could attend if it's a CCTLD meeting, not a CCNSO meeting. But we don't need to have that discussion now.
It's a CCTLD panel. It's not a CCNSO panel, but it's a CCNSO meeting. So if you twist the words, you can be there.
Yeah,
I know
it's
the principle.
It's only my lawyers that keep me or inform me that I shouldn't be doing things. So once I know more, I'll ask them, and that's fine. Yeah, I'm only a mere mortal.
Yeah. So, but
okay, that's fine. Let's run
that's
through.
That's fine,
the
but it's say you will not be on the panel anyway. That's not the basic idea. The basic idea going through the session, what I thought, say it started with what Lisa wanted to achieve. So I sent out an email a couple of days or about a week or 2 weeks ago, what you want to achieve at the session. So Lisa sent out an email, say this is what I want to get out of that meeting. So I split that part in a couple of, in more, how do you achieve it? How do you make it as engaging as possible?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Let's do your list, and then let's do the paper, and then I know what's going on.
Yeah, so the first one is, and that's a typical one, this is because it's a cross-community working group, is how on hell, given the divergence in all the groups, how do you achieve an idea that, say, the CCTLD community feels comfortable? And as you know, the CCNSO, and this is a typical CCNSO thing, the CCNSO has chartered this working group, and as a result, they need to adopt support it. And they need to ensure that the CCTLD community at large is comfortable whatever comes out of this CWG.
So just on that, just to clarify, because I wasn't aware of that. So it is not the five, because I thought it was the five individuals voted to say, yes, we believe this is a CC position. What you're now saying is it is the CCNSO that votes on the final.
What happens is this. You've got the cross-community working group. They will come out with a proposal, and that's in the charter. Mm. That proposal needs support internally from the CWG members. That's you.
Yes.
But before it goes to the ICG, the CCNSO, as a chartering organization, as the GNSO, as ALAC, need to support it as well.
Okay. That's part of the process. That's fine.
Yeah. And in order to achieve, and in order to get some hunch, say, where we are right now in the CC community, and you can see it on the emails, there is a lot of divergence. And you don't want to put, in this case, the council or the CCNSO council or the CC community at a point where there is divergence within the CWG or in the community and putting forward a proposal. So right. That needs to be discussed. How do you deal with this? So the decision-making process. That's the first part. And it's not just relevant for this one. It's also relevant for the related accountability one, the workstream one thing. Yeah? So that's the purpose of session one, etc. And that's then, but that shouldn't take too much of your time. It's more an informal an exchange. The real substance is the second session, and that's on the progress and discussions around what you as a group are doing. Mm-hmm. And that's this is the suggestion from Lisa. Say use the CC or the CWG document as a basis, and in addition have a discussion with them on the models and ask questions which are deemed relevant by you as CWG members, in order to solicit views from the community present. That's the basic idea. And then have a separate discussion on the IAP, so the Independent Appeals Panel.
But that's what I tried to respond to you in your your straw man. I think we should have I actually like to have a panel on both. So you have And it can be the same panel. I don't mind. I just want to have you have the actual proposals, and then you have the IAP as a separate question. But anyway, actually, there's gonna in my opinion, there are two key issues here. Do you have the contract code internal to ICANN solution? And here you have.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Lisa.
Oh.
Yeah, now you're better, yeah?
Okay, I try. We're having three issues, you have two issues. You have the IAP, and you have which model to choose, or which model has most support. And of the models, we have three, and that's going to be in the discussion document that's going to be sent out, hopefully today, to the group. And that's going to be the contract code, the bylaw, golden bylaw, or the trust, right? So that's going to be three, and then you have the IAP. And the rest, I think, of course, we can discuss, but focus needs to be on those because this is where we have the greatest divergence or greatest disagreement or whatever we would pronounce it, not to be political correct.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I'll read what I have in order. So say, ask advocates of the different models to present the main characteristics, including what they see as benefits of their models compared to the others. And I have the contract co, bylaw model, and trust model.
Yes.
And then second,
we have the IAP. Yeah.
And then we have the IAP.
Can I just say the trust model...
Yeah.
We've got Paul Schindler down as trust model.
Yeah.
He is the one that's advocating something within ICANN, isn't he?
Yeah. Say the bylaw and the trust model, as they are perceived right now, Paul, and maybe we should add the fourth one, say you got the contract code, so you got, in fact, two flavors of external.
Mm.
That's contract code and a trust model. That came up last week.
I have to say, I'll just put my cards on the table. I don't like contract co. I do like external trust model, and I don't like the internal ones. So I do think we should have trust external being included as well.
Yeah, okay.
But within the CWG, the trust model is actually looked upon as an internal to ICANN model.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not an external, even though I think that the trust model might be the best compromise. So,
Lisa?
Just to be clear, I don't understand how you can have a trust model internal to ICANN if ICANN is the service operator. If it's not, then that's fine. You could have it. It would, if the IANA operator is not ICANN staff, then having the trust model inside ICANN is fine. But you couldn't have both. You've either got to have one or the other. So I would advocate having the trust model external to ICANN, because the trust, in theory, has its hands so tightly tied, it can't do anything. So I would advocate having four presentations made.
Yeah, but at the moment we need to represent what's being put forward by the CWG. So I'm not completely sure how the trust model is built. They're actually having a meeting about this today, I think, or tomorrow. So
Lisa,
I was on the call last week, which unfortunately my microphone didn't work with. I was under the distinct impression. The trust model that the call last week was on, I can't remember which one, there were so many calls last week, specifically saying the trust model was external, and there was a guy, John Poole,
external.
So I think there's some confusion whether the trust is in or out.
So Lisa, to be say, last, I think it was Friday afternoon, we had an RFP 3 call.
Yeah.
And that included, say, John Poole, and that was the end of the meeting. The first part was running through the IAP, and where we ended up that say that the C community and the G community need to come up with their own solutions regarding, or their own concerns, etc., regarding the IAP. Because there's so much confusion flying around on,
yes,
on say, who wants what. And possibly
yes,
this is a way forward in the grand scheme of things anyway, but that's another discussion. And second, the second part of that meeting was on the, say, quote-unquote, external trust model, and that was presented by John Poole, say,
okay,
and I think Greg gave him the floor, and that's where you attended as well, Paul.
Yes,
okay,
correct.
So it is,
yeah,
under discussion. It is under discussion with RFP 3, and logically you can include it, and maybe you, but say, at least there is an idea. Say you've got, on the one hand side, you've got, if you would look at it, you've got ContractCo as say, on one side of the continuum, and the bylaw one on the other side of the continuum. And then in between are the two trust ones, either the external, quote, trust or and the internal trust.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
anyway,
the way to... And that's the way to present it, and it has been discussed. So I can update it that way. And Paul,
mm-hmm,
if your lawyers allow, maybe you can explain the external trust as well, because I think you feel reasonably comfortable in that one.
I am very familiar, particularly with English trust law, as to how trusts function. I have no knowledge of U.S. trust law, and I believe that
No need to go into the legal details. What we need to have is some ideas of how it could function, and then we have to ask the legal advice, can it actually be implemented as we want it? So I think, don't worry about having a legal expertise on this. We just need to find a model that... an idea or a framework that kind of looks like it can work, and then we have to find out by the legal advice if it's implemented.
Okay.
So I
think it's very important not to get into any legal details during the Singapore meeting, because none of us has a bloody clue about California law on this, so leave it. That's my advice.
So, but Lisa, do you agree that we say that as a starting point, we do a bit of overview? So you do the bit of overview where we are with the process,
yes,
etc. Then we go into details into the, say, and it should be very limited. Having the core of these different models, and I think, say, Jordan is very much in favor of ContractCo for whatever reason. I know why. Then, Paul, if you could do, and if you're available to do the external or the trust as you see it, I'll ask Paul Schindler to do the other one, and then ask Martin Simons to do the bylaw one.
Yes.
Yeah?
I think that would be perfect.
As a presenter, in order to get people thinking about it, because that's the whole thing. My second point of that session would have been that, say, you feed some questions already, or the moderator should feed some questions to people in the room with a basic, and then the moderator can ask not just the panelists but the audience to respond to certain questions.
And they will have a very good basis from the discussion document, because I hope
we're not
having those questions ready yet, but hopefully before the Singapore meeting we will have the questions ready.
That was the basic idea, but then feed these questions not just to the panelists, because that's, you can feed them, but also some people in the audience from the different regions, from different perspectives, etc., to present or to give an answer.
Yes.
Because then, go ahead.
Yeah, no, but I was just I'm completely agreeing with the straw man that you sent me. If we just have the panel after the IAP too, so you have not a panel. Yeah, the panel of people questioning. You said you have the one presenting, and then you have a panel of people who are discussing this, and then you would also have a moderator discussing with the panel and the floor, right?
And it's effectively, maybe it's for the flow of a discussion, it's easier that, say, you've got the four panelists, and then you have, say, people in the audience who will not go up front, but the moderator knows who they are, and we prepare them, say, think about these questions, the moderator will approach you with these questions. So they can prepare.
Yes.
What do you think, Paul?
Fine. Yeah. I have to leave you in 6 minutes. But
yeah,
that will all work. We can work that on the email list. I will try and be involved. Yeah.
It's so. I will send you the document anyway, and I'll update it a bit, taking Lisa's comments into account. And then the second part will be, say, on the IAP, and that needs to be run by Staffan and what he wants to do and whom he wants on that panel. You can use the same panelists because they are the most involved, but maybe, or just two out of four of them.
No, but Bart, actually I thought we would have the four panelists that are favoring each one of the models. And
yeah,
then I thought we would have four another panel that would discuss this with the other four panelists. So I was actually not reading your document correctly. So what you're saying is, instead we're having four panelists. You're having prepared questionnaires among the audience. And
yeah.
Yes. I'm fine with either. Sometimes people prefer to be sitting up there instead of just being asked among the audience, but I'm fine with both.
Yeah, it's just a matter of what is more in, how do we engage the audience best? And that's the whole point. And probably if you have people sitting in the audience, and maybe even sending out the questions in advance anyway, but that will happen. But at least try to approach them to make it happen. It is more engaging. The second thing, the panel on the IAP, if you don't mind, I'll get in touch with Staffan and see how he wants to organize this.
Perfect.
And
by all means, to involve as many of our five members, the better.
Yeah, yeah. And taking it from, so what I'll do is, based on this one, is I'll update it, include Paul Kane as one of the panelists, but this is just informally, depending on Paul, what you're able to do. And
I'll come back to you within 24 hours, I should know.
Yeah. But before then, I will send you an updated version so you can have a look at it quietly and check with, and I explain a bit of the format in that email to you as well.
To me, it sounds great. I have no problems with this.
But don't commit me at the moment to do
anything. No, I won't.
But I'm still, I must say, in favor of having Byron or Roloff or someone, a Mathieu or someone like that, or Annabeth as a moderator, someone that's from within the CC community and not this.
Okay.
And that's because I think it's very important that they can kind of pinpoint the difficult issues for the CCs, and those are best for that.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I'm not sure if we should try and have maybe Mathieu could go as a moderator.
Yeah, but he's very occupied with the accountability stuff. You need somebody who is willing to prepare.
Someone.
Yeah.
Annabeth would be a good one. One, it's a gender thing. Two.
Yeah.
Can I leave you?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah. What if we
okay,
say
Paul.
No, Paul? Would you stay? Okay, have a nice day, Paul.
Lisa,
yes.
would you be willing to ask Annabeth and tell her, say, we can assist
yes.
her in every kind of way possible?
She would be so honored to be the moderator, so I think
yeah.
she would do it.
Yeah, so
if you ask
her.
Yes. Yes, I will ask her. I can call her right after this call.
And I think once we have that person, because the good thing of having Annabeth or somebody else, especially Annabeth, it's somebody who is not being involved in this directly, and it's somebody
yes.
new.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
And we can help her whatever she wants to do, in every way she needs assistance.
Yes. Very good. Okay. Very good. Okay. Bart, we were talking about something yesterday, but I was thinking, can I Skype you right after this?
Yes, you
just
can.
For 5 minutes. Okay, I'll do so.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you in 2 seconds.
Okay, and
okay.
Christina,
okay.
Thank you again for putting it up and setting up the call.
Yeah, that was good. Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi, Christina.
Bye. Bye.